T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is going to be hard to do.
What do you mean?
Well, I owe you an apology.
What do you mean?
I mean, I owe
about
you.
About what?
Well, remember when you said that funny thing about how you wanted to take the unicorn blow-up thing?
Yep.
Put it on your car?
Exactly.
They are now showing tons and tons of pictures on all the news outlets, on Twitter and all that, of people who put every single blow-up toy,
uh-huh,
every single thing, uh-huh, that they had on top of their cars.
See, that was a brilliant idea.
It was smart.
We have the unicorn that we use for our float for the Pride Fest. Now, this thing is huge. I mean, this thing is probably, I would say, in length itself. And it's a kid's pool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a giant unicorn. This thing's probably 15 feet long. Okay?
Right, for sure.
It would easily fit over. You could put it over a pickup truck if you wanted to. You take that thing, flip it upside down, boom, right over the top. And I think it would help with the hail damage.
I'm trying to get it to share. I have a hard time sharing Twitter because it won't share on our page. It'll only share on my personal page. But this one guy, it's hilarious. He has like a blow up ducky. He has beach balls that he's duct taped to his car. He's had everything. And this is in Louisville. And then they go down the street. So there's one guy. He has literally taken duct tape and blown up beach balls and taped them all over. Hysterical, right? And a lot of work, but it worked. Then they go to the next house who didn't do that, and all their windows are busted out.
See, it's worth it. We had a guy earlier that said he had a $26,000 vehicle completely destroyed. He lost everything with that car. It would be completely worth it. Just whatever you can find that's a blow up around the house, air mattresses, take an old, let's say you've got a, you know, like the standard air mattress, like a queen size or king size.
Yeah, put that on there.
That would be awesome.
Tie it on there.
Tie it to the roof of your car.
And you're going to want to do that tonight, too, because the Denver Post, I don't know why I'm on Twitter with them, but they just said this afternoon and this evening, we're going to get hail, we're going to get thunderstorms, and they could produce tornadoes.
Yeah.
Tornadoes!
A tornado on the way, man.
Could happen
tonight. Today's weather could be nasty. Yeah. And the skies, they kind of look it right now.
I know it does.
It looks ominous.
That was my mom's favorite word. She loved throwing that out.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that word, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so get ready. It's coming again. And don't forget to call my friends at Green Gable Roofing because they'll give you a free estimate. And they're amazing, and I love them. And people were talking about how if your roof is damaged a little bit and you start to get a water leak, it just goes downhill from there. Just psh. So get up there and check it out. Or they'll do it for you. They have ladders. They have the ladders, DJ.
I hope it doesn't hit my neighborhood tonight.
It could.
I hope it doesn't, though.
It could.
I don't want to deal with it. I mean, I kind of like to see hail, but I don't want to deal with it.
I don't want you to have 3 cars outside.
I know. I've got trees, though. I've got trees that can protect me.
No, you need blow-up toys.
I've got a few of those.
Okay. Just saying. All right, a couple of things that I want to get to. First of all, let's talk about the television disaster called The Proposal. It debuted last night on ABC. It was the dumbest show ever, we have been told. I did not see it. But basically what happens is a man is behind a screen, and he can see the women, but the women can't see him. We're told last night he only had one leg.
Yeah, one-legged man.
It was a one-legged
out
man.
Out to get married. I guess everybody needs a wife, though.
Well, for sure, yeah.
You know?
So then they came out in bathing suits. He looked up and I can't believe in this age of everything that's Me Too and all that stuff that we're doing this.
Why not?
Because they came out in bathing suits and it like analyzed them.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, Miss America just got rid of that.
That seems a little sexist, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to stick with that theme, though. Maybe next week, one-armed guy?
No, I guess they're doing where girls can choose a guy, too.
Oh.
So,
well, a girl that's one-armed.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe they go that route.
Yeah. I don't know if very many men want a one-armed woman.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No.
Yeah.
Not high demand, I guess.
You know what I mean? That one thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, anyway. Yeah, so it's called The Proposal, debuted. Oh. People say it was the worst television show on the planet. And we'll see if this thing lasts. I feel like it might not. I don't know. I feel like it might not. Rob Kardashian. Now, this is brilliant on Black China's part. Okay, so here's what happened. What happened was the judge said, hey, Rob Kardashian, since you put all that crap out there on the internet, remember about Black China?
Right.
He is banned from saying or doing anything bad to Black China on the internet.
Okay.
So you know what she's doing?
What's she doing?
She's poking the bear. She's poking the bear.
She's posting stuff about him.
Yeah.
She's not banned.
Right. And he.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let's go back to the first time, though. The reason he did it was because she was sending him videos of her with two men in bed. And that was his woman.
Right, but then he posted revenge porn, remember?
He started posting some of the stuff just to, you know, because he was so angry.
Right, but he started sharing it. She just sent it to him, but then he started sharing it. And so anyway, the judge said, you can't say or do anything. So she's just poking the fire. So on Father's Day, she wrote this. Really, Rob? No child support? But now everybody's saying, no, he does pay his child support on time and everything. But she's just trying to get him to react so she can throw him in jail.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a trap.
It's so smart.
I hope she doesn't throw him in jail. I like Rob.
They said he's lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, he has. I saw a picture of him.
How'd he look?
Looks great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's lost a lot. You can tell he's getting ready to date again.
Is that what it is?
He's dropping the weight.
Oh, that's good. All right. So he pays her $20,000 a month in child support. They say he's never been behind in child support. He pays the $20,000 a month. He obviously has it with that family. And he's never missed a visitation. But she just can't stand it because he's been dead silent because he can't say anything. And now she's just...
That's a weird situation, though. They've got that little baby... Is it Dream?
It is Dream.
They've got the little baby Dream, and you got to figure that, you know, that Rob can't afford the $20,000. What's Rob doing?
He has socks.
So the sisters are probably footing the bill for him.
Yeah. Probably Drew. Those socks are sucking, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they closed up, did they?
I'm not sure.
I think he's out of the sock business.
I think
he's got a whole warehouse full of socks.
I think
that
he still
unload.
Has a website. I think he does.
You can still get socks?
I think you can still get some. I don't know. Sean?
I believe
so. Sean, you want to look into that?
Yeah, I'm looking into it right now.
Oh, is my computer frozen? Is that why I can't see what you're looking at?
No, it's just not connected.
Oh, okay.
It timed out.
All right, so we got to fix that. Can we have IT Ted fix that?
Yes.
Or Tom. What's his name? What do we call him on there?
Yes.
Who, Ted?
Ted.
Yeah.
Whoops. All right. Let's hear. The Bachelorette was on last night. Maybe you saw that instead of The Proposal. It was crazy. There's a guy named Lincoln, and he says that the earth is flat, and you're welcome. I have the audio.
Convince me that the earth is flat. Lincoln says it's flat.
I just personally think I need no evidence. No,
like, if you realize there's people that have sailed around the world, how'd they get around the world without falling off?
I just traveling in friction and gravity.
Friction?
Yeah.
Did you guys ask him these questions?
Do you know why you can walk and not slip off? Friction.
Watch. Friction.
Yes. If the earth is also round, what part does the ocean fall? Is it also on top? So if this is the earth in a circle, are we here and the water is there? And if the water is there, why isn't it falling down on us?
Lincoln's stupid. He really is.
Friction. It's friction, buddy.
He thinks the world's flat. I don't think he's going to get picked.
Yeah, I don't either. So if you didn't see The Proposal, you didn't see The Bachelorette, maybe last night you watched the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. You'll be happy to know that the Kardashians won for Best Reality Series and Franchise.
We've been on the air for 12 years almost now, so thank you to the fans that have been watching for this long. And thank you to my crazy family that keeps it all going, I guess.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Wasn't that fantastic? Did you love it?
Awesome. Anytime the Kardashians can win an award, I'm very happy for them.
So great. Yeah. I'm so happy for them,
too.
Where
you put it in your house.
Let's see here. Did you see this about Heather Locklear?
I did. Uh-oh. She is bat crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is falling off the deep end. This is really serious, though.
This is sad.
This is bad.
She used to be one of the like most popular women on television. And now she's just falling apart.
She looks awful.
Actress Heather Locklear has been hospitalized, you guys, after threatening to shoot herself. She, the 56-year-old, was apparently acting erratic when her parents came over to check on her. And she tried to strangle her mom. And then she tried to hit her dad. So then they called the police. And then Heather was screaming, saying she was going to get a gun and kill herself. The fire department showed up and hauled Heather into a hospital for a psych evaluation.
She gets violent.
Yeah. They said this one isn't going to be criminal. It's only medical, but yeah.
The last time she fought the cops.
Yeah, she did.
They showed up at her house. She was beating up her husband. I think she bit him. And then she started biting on the cops.
Isn't that crazy?
She is crazy.
What happened?
By the way, I don't know. I think she's drinking a lot.
Lemonade?
What's no. Booze.
Oh, booze.
She's getting all drunk and getting crazy.
That was like a diabetic issue.
She's real thirsty.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched Sunday night, CNN ran a tribute, and it was some of the final clips and final shows of Anthony Bourdain. Did you see that? I wanted to see it. Oh, man. I put it on DVR to rewatch it again. Ooh, he looked really rough. This is like... I don't know, one of the episodes like a month or so before he died. But boy, he looked really rough. I mean, he went into this place to have breakfast. And it was kind of, I guess, it was a Spanish-type breakfast, you know? But he was drinking hardcore liquor at like 6 a.m. in the morning while he was eating breakfast. Who drinks whiskey and has eggs?
Wow.
Eggs and sausage and whiskey.
You know, he said, I read this whole thing that he, based on his book that he wrote himself, and he admits, like, he was one of the few people that could get off of all the drugs and the alcohol, and he said, you know, after his child came into this earth, he stopped drinking like he used to. He still loves a glass of you know, whiskey or whatever, but he doesn't drink like he used to drink, and he never could really handle the fame because it came on at, like, age 45.
Yeah.
He became successful at 45 and 50, and it was just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he never really liked that.
I don't know about the booze thing, though. I think he drank very heavy. I think, especially in the last few years, because I'm telling you, man, even after they, you know, they go through a lot of makeup and stuff before they even, you know, get on television. He looks terrible in this tribute thing.
Obviously something happened.
Something was really bothering him.
So awful. Yeah. And then I there's so much clickbait out there because I saw yesterday he had reached out for help. So I clicked on it and it was just an ad.
Yeah.
They keep doing all that crap.
And I bring that up the way he looks because of Heather Locklear. Because if you see her, Heather Locklear at one time I thought was one of the most beautiful
gorgeous.
Women in the world.
Yeah.
She was unbelievably beautiful. But now she looks terrible. And you can tell it's drugs and alcohol that it's taking its toll on her.
Speaking of Heather Locklear, you know, she was married to Tommy Lee from Motley Crue a long time ago. And that whole Tommy Lee thing with Pamela Anderson and the kids, it's still going on. Now, I will say Brandon took down the picture of him knocked out. He did take that down. But boy, he keeps writing all this crap like, you're never around. I'm more of a man than you'll ever be, Dad.
Yeah, they need to go see a counselor.
They, I feel like they do.
I think they need to sit down and talk to somebody.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to get ugly. Worse than it already is.
And the worst part is that Pamela Anderson says, I support my son 100%. I don't think you can support your kid saying such bad things to his dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we don't know.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, what Tommy's saying to his son,
right.
You know?
Yeah. They're saying, so what Pamela and the son are saying is that Tommy Lee is an alcoholic, an addict, and he needs to get help.
Yeah, and they've put up with this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
It's all that kid knows.
So.
And he's sick and tired of it, but we don't know how he's been treated over the years.
Right.
So who knows? They just need a counselor.
Big time.
Well, yeah, because he said if you would have just shown up at more baseball games and birthday parties.
Oh
my God, doesn't that just tug at your heart? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see Tommy Lee showing up at baseball games.
You don't?
Maybe a strip club.
Yeah.
But not a baseball game. You know?
This is a bad deal, folks, and this is my last story. It's called Loot Boxes, and it's teaching kids how to gamble. Players as young as 13 are being exposed to gambling-like behaviors through video games that are called loot boxes.
This is great. every kid needs to know how to put a wager down. I really believe that.
There are 22 well-known video games that contain loot box rewards.
Yeah. I mean, not teaching a kid point spreads is just wrong.
And so they're saying this is really bad, that all this gaming is so bad for these kids. Did you see the study that came out yesterday, too, that all these kids are addicted?
Really?
They're absolutely addicted to gaming.
Yeah. Well, I believe that.
Yeah. Well, another study. I know it's been out there before.
Yeah.
And I posted it yesterday on our Facebook, and everybody wrote, duh.
Look, it's
duh.
It's not just kids. I mean, there are plenty of people that are in their 30s that are addicted to games. Mm-hmm. That's been around for a while.
They say young males are more likely to develop pathological gaming behaviors if they're exposed to gaming at a young age. Oh, dear God.
Sean, would you say that your son's addicted to games?
No. Really? Because he doesn't play them that much. He's way more addicted.
He told us he did.
He's way more addicted to skateboarding.
Hello.
Yeah, he spends way more time on that board than he does his video games.
Because he told us at the thing that he was
he told us he did, that he plays for hours a day.
Did you know that?
No.
That's what he told us, didn't he, Jamie?
Yeah, he did.
He said he plays for, and I was just wondering.
Oh, no, because BJ said.
Yeah. Kids are.
Because BJ said, what have you been up to? And he's like, oh, I'm gaming.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, I game all the time.
Oh, he's a closet gamer. I didn't know.
You really didn't know?
I had no idea. Yeah, I barely ever see him.
I
barely see him because he's got a job. He's at the skate park. I hardly ever see him.
I admit, I got one that is.
Well, I think my daughter is.
Yeah, daughter is?
Yeah, I do. She spends a lot of time. Just in the last year, she's really taken up playing games. She got an Xbox, and she's just been up there playing games every day.
I think when my son was little, he was addicted to Minecraft. But now he's grown out of Minecraft.
Yeah.
That was the creepiest game. But I let him be addicted to it because they always said it was great for kids.
Yeah.
Because it develops, it's really creative. So I didn't mind that he played Minecraft, but now he's too old for it. But I feel like he spent a lot of time with Minecraft.
He didn't move on to a different game? He just kind of done?
He plays something. I don't know. What is it? It makes me seasick. It's all these trucks, and they go mudding. And makes me seasick.
I can certainly see, though.
It's like, if he's like, Mom, come look at this truck. It's stuck in the mud. So, and it moves, and the way this truck moves, and they drive down these hills and into the water, it makes me seasick.
I can certainly see how they would get addicted to it because of the interactive, with the internet, with, being able to talk and have a group of people that you're holding conversation with, and they're sitting there talking into this microphone, and you got all these people in your headset that you're playing. I can certainly see the appeal to that.
Well, yeah, and he loves playing with Hunter. Moved away to North Carolina, his best friend. And so he and Hunter play on the game, on the headset.
Exactly. So
they block everybody else out because I won't let him be public, but he is allowed to play with Hunter.
And I can certainly see how you would get addicted to having all your friends or different people that are part of that community on there. I mean, the only video games I played, you sat in a room by yourself and played Donkey Kong.
Somebody said we were addicted to something and we don't even remember.
What's that?
The claw machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Definitely. I love the claw machine. Yeah,
definitely.
If my parents were rich, I would have been there forever.
Yeah, I did like it.
So good.
But that was gambling.
Yeah, that was
If you think
so
about
good.
It, that was gambling because you threw quarters in that claw machine to try to, get yourself a prize.
Sean, don't feel bad. I'm a 26-year-old female, and I put at least 5 hours a day into gaming.
Wow.
How old is she?
26.
I don't think I would have texted that.
All right, there you go. Double trash.
We have record of it now. And your phone number. I don't think I would have done that, lady. Sorry.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.